Hi, welcome to the Chaz Palminteri Podcast. The first thing I want to tell you is the one-man show, the original one-man show, A Bronx Tale, started it all back in 1989. I'm doing it again. It's back. The pandemic put us out of business for a year, but we are back. Go to ChazPalminteri.net to buy tickets. You'll see where I'm going to be. Millville, New Jersey is the next step, the Lavoy Theater. That's coming up. Please, check it out. Also, check out my restaurants, 30 West 46th Street in Manhattan, 264 Main Street in White Plains. Great food. All right, so let's get down to business here. Today, this episode's going to be a little, like, controversial, I should say, maybe. I don't know. But let me tell you what I want to talk about. I want to talk about, don't you change that channel right now when I say it. I want to talk about death. Don't be a coward. Don't be a coward. If you shut it off, then I know you're a coward and you're not facing the truth. Okay? You know, I was watching something with Gary Vee, who's really just incredible. I think he's terrific. And somebody asked him, they said, inspire me. And he looked at the girl and he said, you're going to die. And she smiled and kissed him and said, thank you. And I looked at that and I said, wow. Because I understood what he said. I totally understood what he said. You know, when you get older, you understand these things. When you're young, you don't think about death. Death. What are you kidding? I'm going to live forever. And I think that's the problem with people. They think about it, but then it goes away. It just goes away. You don't want to think about it. But you know what? You should think about it. I mean, it shouldn't consume you, but you should think about it, because if you think about it, then you realize your time is limited here. Do you have dreams? Do you have aspirations? Do you have things you want to do? Is there something that you always wanted to do, but you never did it? Think about that. You know, me as an actor and as a writer, I have more plays and more movies than I want to write. More movies that I want to do, more parts that I want to play. What's your dream? What is your dream? Because one day you're going to die. Please don't change the channel now. Don't give up on me, you coward. Listen to this, because I think you'll probably feel better at the end of this. Because I know I did. I think the main reason why people take drugs, people sabotage their own life. People maybe commit suicide. I'm not saying the only reason for all these things, but I'm saying a really main reason is that they're afraid to die and they won't confront it. So what they do is they strike out in different ways. I really believe that. I think 99% of the depression in this world, even though they don't say it, is they're afraid of death. You know, there's a great book called, But the first line in the book is, life is hard. When you realize it, it becomes easy. And I think that's true about death.
Now, I view death as the ultimate gift. Because imagine really having to do this forever. I view it as a superpower. I get to do all this stuff and then I get to disappear.
Wow. That's Pimp, my producer. The homeless pimp who's a legend. Wow. I mean, that's a way to look at it. But see, people like me who are so fucking narcissistic and so fucking selfish, we want to live forever.
How many years could you go before you're sick of everything? 150? I'd be sick of every food I could chew.
I'm sick of everything now.
I'd be sick of every person and their quirkiness. I'd be sick of everything by 150
years. By 150 years, I don't know. But think about it. I got to go, before I start getting sick of things, I got to go a good 500 years.
500. Oh, you really enjoy stuff.
Oh, yeah. 500 years. I love life, man. I really enjoy life. And I'm so fucking selfish.
Well, do you know the oldest do you know the oldest human alive right now is 120?
120.
This lady in Asia, I think in Japan maybe.
She's 120. 120. So she was born, what, 1900?
She's been through both world wars.
Been through both world wars. Yeah. Vietnam War.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, like, it's just amazing to me. But she, like, if I was her... Yeah, what's her name
Tenkana
again?
Of Japan, 118 years old.
I would be sick of everything.
And the oldest living man is 112.
Why is it the women always last longer than the men? You ever notice that?
Because they're in control.
You know, it's always survived by... Alan King used to do a great bit on that. I loved it. It was Louise Johnson. Survive! You know, I mean, you know... survived, but his wife. It was great.
The
but,
second oldest person was an Italian woman.
An Italian woman?
Yep. Emma Martina.
Right?
Yeah.
How old was she?
Emma Morano. She was born in 1999, and she died... 1899, and she died April of 2017.
Wow.
Imagine being born in 1899.
Imagine her sauce recipe.
What great sauce she would have had, right? Holy shit. Wow. Imagine a story she could tell you. Oh, you know, you know what's funny, but I was doing a documentary on aging once. I was researching it, I wasn't doing it. And I went to old age homes, you know, and you speak to those people. Wow. Really? Most of them, but really don't want to talk to you. They're like, hey, what the fuck? You know?
That's what I'm saying. Sick of everything.
They're like done.
Yeah.
They're like done, folks. They're like ready to go. They say, you know what? I want to go. And I can't even imagine that. So, but I say to you this, you know, we're kidding around, we're having fun, but I always like to do life lessons on my shows. And it's like, if there's something you really want to do, things on your, as they say, your bucket list or whatever. You got to do it. You got to try. You want to write a book, then write it. You want to write a screenplay, write it. You want to be an actor, go for it. You want to be a writer, go for it. You want to quit your job and do something else? I mean, look, you got a family, you got to think about that. But at least do it in an intelligent way. Prepare to do something else, really.
Now, what do you think it is about death that you fear so much? Are you just worried about what's after it?
Yes. I'm worried about what you're going to miss. What I'm going to miss. I mean, think about it. Billions. How many people have been born since? I've always thought about this. In fact, I wrote this in one of my plays. Billions of people have been born before us. How many? I mean, could you count how many? I mean, trillions probably.
Crazy.
They thought they were special. Mm-hmm. They thought they were somebody. They're gone. They're gone. So what makes us so special? Right?
True. I mean, me and a couple of friends did the math on a statistic about how many people are born every day, and I think we came to about two people are born every second or every minute.
Wow. Every minute.
And I think three or four people die every minute.
Every minute. You know, I once asked George Burns, who I knew, who died at 100. I said, George, he was, I think, 99 at the time. I said, what do you, you know, how do you feel being 99? He said, I can't do him. It's very funny with the cigar. He said, well, let's put it this way. I don't order a three-minute egg. I thought that was funny. You know, I thought that was really funny when he said that. But like, I don't know, to be 100, I don't know, I wouldn't mind that.
I'm just interested, we should have somebody who's 100 on the podcast. I just want to know.
You know what? That is, we should find somebody who's really old.
Let's do it. If you're really old, write in. We'll
write in. If you're really old.
Or have your great-grandkids write in.
Or have your grandkids write in. I want to have you on my podcast. If you're 100, wow. I want to talk to you.
Yeah. It's interesting.
And I want to talk to you. I mean, I'm not doing, you know, listen, we're not making fun of the
Of course
here.
Not. I'm interested as
I'm
a human.
I'm interested in this because this is like a book. Like a books I have here. This is like a book of knowledge. I could ask him, well, with the depression, what'd you feel like? How is this? How is that? You were around when automobiles came about.
Well, it's funny because I'm starting to think of the older I get that your body's the car and your soul's just some random thing that drives the car. I want to know what it's like to live inside of that older car.
Exactly. Well, you know, I do believe that there's an afterlife. I do believe that. I remember when my dad passed away, I was right there with him, and I wanted to be there. And I remember looking in his eyes, and his eyes, he had brown eyes, but then, I don't know, don't think I'm crazy, folks. When he took his last breath, his eyes turned blue. And he kind of had a little smile, and he passed away. And I remember looking at him, and he was so at peace, and I kissed him on his forehead. And the person said to me, you have to sign the death certificate, you know. So I turned my back to my father on the bed, and I signed the thing on the table there. And when I turned my back to my father, his eyes were brown again, and he wasn't there. Like, I could feel he wasn't there. You know, I was just looking at this, like, clothing, but he wasn't there. So he was there when he passed. It took time, and then he left, the soul left, and then when I turned back, he was gone. And I believe that, folks. I believe you go someplace else. You really do. You go to another area and you wait for whatever, but you definitely go someplace else. I really, now I know there's people out there, agnostic people who say, no, you're dead, you're dead. And you know what? And if that works for them, that's fine. But I've seen things, felt things, saw things that I don't believe in that. I believe there are things.
Have you ever had I've talked to a few hospice nurses right. who they witness death all of the time. Right. They've seen the minute the soul leaves the body so often that they're numb to it. And I've asked them if they believe in ghosts, and they really do, just based right. on near-death experiences. Have you ever had a near-death experience where you kind of start thinking really kind of psychedelic things?
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. When I 27, 28 years ago, I had throat cancer. And they found a tumor in my neck. A masseuse caught it in time. Imagine this. I was so lucky. A masseuse caught it. And I went into surgery 48 hours later. Tremendous surgeons at Cedars-Sinai in L.A. A guy named Dr. Gerald Burke. He was the head of head and neck. And I say, hey, doc, if you're listening, thank you. He saved my life, but he saved so many lives back then. Great, great doctor, really brilliant. And anyway, I remember going into intensive care. And I remember my friend there, Joe, and my friend Steven. My wife just took a break, and they said, look, go lay down. And they came in. She was with me all night. And my friend Joe, his mother just passed away four weeks before I got operated on. And he was crying every day about how much he missed his mother. And of course, it's his mom. But he was there, and I saw both of them. Then I just kind of went out. And I saw the whole room lit up in this white cloud. And in this white cloud, all of a sudden, I saw this woman's face. And she had these half-granny glasses on. And she said, hello, Chaz. And I recognized her because I met his mother before. And I said, and I just looked at her. And she said, please tell my son to stop crying over me, that if he really wants me to be happy, to let me go. And I want him to be happy. The only way I could be happy is if he's happy. But I can't see him suffering like this. And I just stared at her. And then she turned her head and then turned her head back and pulled down the glasses a little. And she says, oh, and by the way, you're going to be fine. And that was it. And I woke up And I told my friend Joe the story, and he started crying, and my friend Steven was crying. And I was fine. I mean, 5 months later, I did 3 movies, just like she said, that I was fine. It was a miracle. So what was that? Was that my imagination? Was that a dream? It happened. I can only tell you what I saw. So I'm not afraid of death. I'm just afraid of what I'll miss. But I'm not afraid of death. And I think you should be either. Don't hang. Don't change that channel. I know some of you changed that channel already. You punks. You cowards. Man up and admit it. Don't be afraid of it. Like I said, once you embrace it, it can't haunt you anymore. There's an old saying, the best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around. Turn around. Once you embrace it, you'll feel better.
It's like I was telling you earlier, like I used to work as a kid in a funeral home.
Oh, right.
I used to carry the caskets for people who didn't have anyone else who was attending the mass, pretty much lonely people or people with very small families.
Right.
They would pay me to come just kind of attend the mass. And like, you know, death is kind of interesting. It's the only other time besides your wedding that you get this weird day dedicated to a celebration of yourself. And I don't know, I kind of like it. I think it's, even though it's so sad and everyone's afraid of
I think it's 3 days. When you're born.
When you're born.
When you get baptized, when you get married, and when you say salud.
It's the big three.
Well, so tell us about this thing.
So yeah, when I was like 18, 19, I would just get paid, you know, every few weeks to go carry caskets at like these lonely people's funerals. And I got to kind of see what the end of a life with not many people left looks like.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty lonely when you have, you know, there's that great movie, Inherit the Wind. And at the end of the movie, it's about the monkey trials. They call it the monkey trials. Darwin, he said we were born from monkeys, you know, the whole thing. And at the end of the movie, I forgot, Thurman was, he was against it, and Spencer Tracy was, hey, he has the right to say what he feels. But this guy Thurman, I forgot his last name, I forgot his first name. I think it was Thurman, something like that. And then there was the, Gene Kelly played the lawyer who was just despicable. And then at the end, Gene Kelly says to him, because Spencer Tracy wins, Inherit the Wind, it's a great movie. Spencer Tracy wins the case. And Spencer Tracy so like, just turned off by this guy, like how evil could you be? Or just, all you cared about was headlines, says to him, let me tell you something, he says. Who's going to be there when you die? Tell me. There's going to be nobody there. You're a lonely, selfish person. Who's going to be there when you die? And G. Kelly looks at him and says, you. You'll be there. Wow. I know you will. Because, you know, that's my right. I mean, it was brilliant.
Wow.
The way they did it. So, but not everything is a movie, folks. So I tell you, make friends. Make friends. Live a happy life. But don't be afraid of it. It's okay. Take care of yourself. Eat right. Exercise. Do your health. Take care of your health. Fall in love. Meet a girl. What's that? That's a Cat Stevens song. Someday you'll get married. Look at me. I am young. You know what? That's a great song. Father and Son, Cat Stevens, great song. But he talks about that in the song. Fall in love, get married.
Now, yeah. You made a documentary about aging. I love aging. I think
I didn't make a documentary. I did research on it. Never made the documentary.
I think you should. I think it's so fun. It's awesome.
Right.
What was your take on age? What do you feel about aging? It's like erosion for people.
Right. Well, the first thing I could tell you about old age homes are there are no fat people. No fat people. You never see a fat person who's in their 90s, 100. It doesn't happen. There's all these very small, thin people. They're just walking, you know, they're very thin and kind of like, so that should tell you right there. You know, there's a lot of people that say, well, eat that, don't eat that, eat that. I can tell you one thing. The research I did, not one fat person. I didn't see some. Did you ever see like a fat 95-year-old?
I'm going to keep my eyes out now. I got to.
I'm telling you. It doesn't happen. Pimp, it doesn't happen. I'm telling you. There are no fat old people. So I got to tell you, cut down on the calories, folks. Cut down. But be happy and enjoy life. Life is to be enjoyed. If you find somebody and want to get married, great. Some people like to live alone. Some people like to be alone, and that's okay. No one has to get married. Not everybody wants kids. Some people don't want kids. That's fine, too. But that's the beauty of life. Live your life the way you see fit, the way you feel it's right. But here's the key. Don't be afraid when it's over. Don't be afraid of it. Because sometimes the more you think about it, the more you project all these terrible things, it's the positive side of it. Think about it as the positive side. Write that book. Write that screenplay. Change your job. If you're with somebody that makes you unhappy, get out. Get out. It's always the same. The devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. Well, you know what? When you have fear, that's a good sign. Nothing grows in the comfort zone. Remember that, folks. Nothing. The more comfortable you are, the more you're probably not growing. We only learn from our failures, from our mistakes. That's why I thought it was brilliant what Gary Vee said to that girl. He said, "You're going to die." And she understood it right away. And she was a young girl. So I have to say that she got it. But you don't expect young people to really understand that. Because when I was young, and in my teens and 20s, even 30s, I thought, forget it, I'm going to be around forever. And you ever notice the older you get, the faster the days go? Mm-hmm. When I was young, when we got off for the summer, it was forever. 3 months off for the summer was a lifetime. Now, it's a blip. A blip. Summers come, summers go, winters come. Four seasons come, they go constantly. Right, Pim?
I mean, for me, recently it's become, I've realized that this is all a chess match. Me versus time, and I need to squeeze out all the life I can before time wins.
Before time wins. Because time will eventually win.
Always.
Always wins.
House time. Always wins, right?
The house always wins. And what's the house? The house is time. So, folks, thank you so much for joining this podcast. Don't be afraid. And if you hung up, if you change the channel, come on, watch it. Because it's about feel good. It's about making the use of time, folks. Come on. We're all in this together. All right? The house is going to win eventually. So let's go down with as many chips as we have. And what are those chips? Moments. Life is made of moments. At the end of your life, you just want more great moments than you had sad moments. Basically, that's it, right here. Your way. Better great moments, not too great sad moments. Okay? Chaz Palminteri Show, a new episode every Monday. Don't forget, you want to see my one-man show, the show that started it all, chazpalminteri.net is my schedule for the whole year. Come and see me. Say hello. If you see me at my restaurants, Chaz Palminteri's 30 West 46th Street and Chaz Palminteri's 264 Main Street. God bless you all. Good luck in your life.